Hello, welcome to the conversation at airsafe.com, the official podcast of the airsafe.com Foundation. I'm your host, Dr. Todd Curtis, the head of the foundation and the creator of airsafe.com, a reliable source of airline safety and security information since 1996. In this conversation, I'd like to talk about the recent move by the European Union to ban 96 airlines from flying to, from, or over the European Union. On March 22, 2006, the European Union published a list of 96 airlines that are either banned from operating in the European Union or that have had their air operations severely limited. This airline blacklist is a more comprehensive version of blacklists published by individual European Union countries over the past several months. All but three of these airlines are subject to a total ban which prevents that airline from operating into or out of any nation of the European Union and even prevents overflights of the European Union by these airlines. Of the 93 banned airlines, all but nine are from the following five countries: the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Swaziland. The other nine are from seven other countries, one each from North Korea, Comoros, Afghanistan, Thailand, and Rwanda, two each from Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. The three airlines that are allowed limited service to the European Union are Air Bangladesh with one banned 747, Buraq Air of Libya with two banned aircraft, and Hewabor Airways of the Democratic Republic of the Congo with a single aircraft allowed to operate in the European Union. One question that many air travelers would ask is whether the banning of these airlines will have any significant effect on them. The answer to that question is no. One reason is that the ban affects flights to and from the European Union countries and has no effect on the domestic operations of these airlines or on the international operations that do not involve the European Union. Also, a passenger may be able to make a reservation and complete a flight to or from the European Union on one of the banned airlines if that airline arranges that flight to be operated by an airline that is not banned. Another reason that these restrictions will not have much of an effect is because air travelers are unlikely to have a reason to fly on any of these airlines. Of the 10 countries with banned airlines, Thailand is the only one with significant leisure and business travel to and from the European Union, and in the case of the one banned Thai airline, Air Phuket, there are a number of alternatives. It also happens that Air Phuket is scheduled for an audit by the European Union and may soon exit this blacklist. Travel between any of the nine countries in the European Union is also possible using airlines that do not have restrictions. Another question that a traveler may have is whether this ban indicates that a flight on one of these airlines is too high of a risk. Of the 96 total banned or restricted airlines, only nine were banned or restricted because of deficiencies in the airline, with seven of those nine from the five countries that had all of their airlines banned by the European Union. 84 of the 96 were banned because the European Union found that the national aviation authorities of the home countries of these 84 airlines either lacked sufficient oversight and control of these airlines, or because those national authorities did not cooperate with the assessment process. This is more of an indication of the risk inherent in flights involving these countries, since these countries that did not cooperate with this assessment also have an aviation infrastructure that does not come close to the standards common in Europe and in the industrialized countries. Given the current stature of the banned airlines, the effect on the traveling public of this blacklist is minimal. The European Union has taken a positive step in banning these airlines, but they have not provided the traveling public with a way to evaluate the airlines that can still serve the European Union. This approach is no different than that currently taken by the FAA in the U.S. and by other national aviation authorities in that airlines may be banned from flying, but the public is not at the same time provided with the means to judge the airlines that remain. Without further action in this direction, the banning of these airlines by the European Union and similar bans around the world, though helpful to some extent, will be more symbol than substance. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for today. Before we end this conversation, I'd like to remind all my listeners that this podcast is sponsored by the AirSafe.com Foundation. This nonprofit organization is responsible for this podcast and for a variety of other efforts to further the public's understanding of aviation safety and aviation security. For information about the Foundation or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit the Foundation at airsafe.org. For more information about airline safety, you can find us at airsafe.com. That's AIRSAFE.com. Or type the words airline safety into your favorite search engine. We're probably on the first page of results. Feel free to write to us at our email address, theconversation@airsafe.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.